Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of WeWork Radio. And Stone, this is going to be a fun one.
It certainly is. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast broker with Alex Lexington Precious Metals Brokers, Mr. Andre Osborne. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Well, Andre, can you share a little bit about Alex Lexington? How do you serve folks?
All right. So we are three generations in the space. My wife and I run the day-to-day operations of our current location here in Shamley, Georgia. A little bit north of Buckhead.
Precious metals?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay, so people are generally familiar with jewelry.
Jewelry, absolutely.
So people are generally selling whenever they need to liquidate for whatever reasons. We do estates, we do commercial, but one of the major things we do is coins and bullion for investment purposes. I tell people, you have to hedge in some way, shape, or form against whatever financial turmoil that may happen with society. And you have your 401k, you have your life insurance. But people are generally familiar with 2008 when everything went south.
Sure.
People lost a lot of money with 401k. And if you were in the gold space or if you had some kind of assets in gold, chances are you would have done pretty well.
You would have been able to withstand that.
Correct.
And then is gold the primary precious metal you deal in?
No. We do gold. We do silver. We do palladium and platinum. But as far as coins and bullion go, most people we recommend sticking to silver and gold. It's generally the most familiar, easy to follow. So
how does it work? So say I go, do you have a store?
We have a brick and mortar store and we have an online store.
So I can go to the website and say, I'd like some gold. And
yes.
Then you just, Amazon, you're going to ship me some gold?
We provide all the options. So you can order online, order in store. You can pick up online or pick up in store. We've got a lot of traveling customers, clients. So they'll order and then they'll pick up whenever they get back
in
town.
Is it like, what was that movie, Italian Job, where there's like those bricks of...
We've dealt with one a couple customers that have had some pretty large increments. So it's the first time you see something that large, you're like, okay. I know it was a little daunting when I first got into it. I've been in the space personally for about 8 years. My father-in-law got me into the business. He did it out the military when his uncle got him in. Mm-hmm. So it's not what you think it is, but it is in certain respects what you think it is. So Italian Job, yes.
Piles of gold?
You don't have piles of gold safe? Sitting around. The average person doesn't know that gold doesn't take a lot to go a long way. The average cell phone size is about the size of a kilo brick, which is about $42,000.
For a cell phone?
The size of your cell phone. You could transport about 42,000, I think.
Wow. Right. So it doesn't take up a lot of space.
It doesn't take up a lot of space.
So then for a little bit of space in your home safe, you could have a hedge.
You can have a hedge. Good story. I had a pretty, what I would think, a very intelligent customer, retired GE engineer, very financially savvy. He bought about a little over six figures worth of metal. So he comes back the second time, and I say, just curious, you've done okay for yourself, retired, consults, just travels, him and his wife. I said, so why are you buying metal now? He says, well, inflation's about to hit, and my dollar that I'm living on is not going to get me the same amount that it would in 10 years.
Right.
So I said, oh, well, you know. Something I give, correlation I give to customers is, who remembers when gas was 99 cents? Silver was about, I think, $6 an ounce at that time. Mm-hmm. Silver is about $14 an ounce now. I've personally seen it go to about $40 an ounce. That was 2012, 2013. after the crisis,
right?
Silver, gold, and silver took that run that was pretty major. It went from about $1,000 to about $1,900. So, if you hedged in certain respects, you would have made out pretty well on the same dollar that we were spending, let's say on a gallon of gas. You know, to correlate back to the silver, silver's about $14 an ounce now.
Right.
So gas is almost about $4 a
right.
gallon now, and silver's doing about a lot better than gas.
Right. So now, like, how do I, if I'm going to use it as an investment hedge,
mm-hmm.
do you recommend just me buying it and just hiding it under my mattress? Like, what do you do with it?
Well, I'm going to use old school method. Old school method is, yes, you can buy a brick, you can buy coins. Bullion is the rectangular shape, coins are the round. They come
but they're the same thing, though, right?
Yes, same thing. It's just preference. Shapes, right. Different shapes, how you want to store it in your safety deposit box or in your home.
Right.
You can store it generally in places that people wouldn't think. And it's, you know, like I said, a large amount of silver is kind of hard to store, but a large amount of gold is easy to store.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way that people conventionally purchased. We have a new product out right now. We're calling it Vault. Well, it uses blockchain technology to track your ownership that is stored in the Royal Mint.
Somewhere else, right?
Yes. But instead of you having to fill out a ton of paperwork, it's very easy. You can own, if you say you want to own $1,000 worth, you can purchase $1,000 worth in a fractional amount. And it's relatively cheap. It's about half the cost of you going out to purchase, or premium cost that you would go out to purchase your regular bullion.
Mm-hmm.
Cost effective, digital. You can basically track it on your phone.
And then how liquid is it if I needed to cash out?
Instant. It actually takes longer for it to hit your account than it does for you to do the transaction.
Wow. So that's a new...
That's a new product that we're literally just rolling out. Uses, like I said, blockchain technology. To track ownership. There's no leveraging. People are generally, concerned to say, well, is it like the stock market? Is it like, okay, I bought $1,000 worth and doesn't get me what I thought I bought.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-to-one ratio. You are buying what you think you bought, and it's just stored someplace securely that you don't have to worry about. Is someone going to break in my home and take it?
Right.
I move. I have to worry about moving it. Am I going to haphazardly spend this somehow?
Now, what about jewelry? Is that really a way to invest in gold, or is that...
It's the worst way to invest
in
gold.
The worst way to invest. You wouldn't know that from some of these celebrities that have, it seems like seven figures around their neck.
Looks good, feels good. I'm not here to bash the jewelry industry. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to... Because I buy my wife jewelry. there are things I like more than others.
Right.
But the markup on jewelry is not ideal for investing.
Right.
The markup on, let's say, a coin is about 5% if it's gold, relatively 10%, 15% if it's silver. The markup on jewelry is about 1,000%.
Yeah, so that's not in your head, if you think you're doing it for an investment.
Exactly. Do it. Enjoy it for what
right.
it is. It's,
right.
It's like going out
art.
To buy a car.
It's like art.
There you go.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
There you go. So nice thing to look at, nice thing to experience somehow, some way, touching, feeling, always feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriends, wives, significant others, they love you when you do it. Not for investing. So
for an investment, it's better to buy the bullion or the coin.
Yes.
Or the blockchain now.
Or the blockchain's a very good application. It's called Vault Chain specifically.
Uh-huh. So now, if somebody wanted to learn more about what you guys have, or I mean, I guess they can go to your store and kind of browse around, and there's things to see and actually walk out of the store with?
So yes and no. The where things are right now, I can't keep enough inventory.
Really? People are buying a lot.
Silver's low right now. Silver's about $14 an ounce, touching 13 and change. Like I said, I've seen it as high as 40. So right now, even the Fed, the people that print our money, print our money, regularly. They ran out. They had a shortage.
Wow.
So it was unexpected. A couple of things are about to fall into place. I'm not, like I said, a doomsday guy. Mm-hmm. I just feel that things are going to, there's cause and effect. Mm-hmm. You know, we have elections just finished. That's not what's really relevant to metals. Brexit is real.
Right.
People that aren't aware, that's going to affect the way our money functions. The trade war is real. That affects the way our money functions. All of these things are factoring in. The Fed is increasing interest rates.
Right.
That affects the way our retirement, our savings, the way we buy a gallon of milk is going to affect us. You know, how high it goes.
No one knows.
I'm not an economist.
Right.
But increase is coming.
But like it's part of any diversified portfolio.
Exactly. And I'm not telling, and I would never tell anyone, put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
I'm just saying a percentage of what that should be in metal. And right. anyone that's worth their weight in gold would recommend that also.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more about your firm, is there a website?
There's a website, alexlexington.com.
And that, I know it's pretty robust, has a lot of education to help people understand this.
I'm doing my best to get more content up there. Mm-hmm. I use what I believe is a common sense approach. Like I'm saying, I give the correlation. People generally remember when gas was cheaper.
Right.
Silver was also cheaper. So was gold. So things are going to be increasing in value, and you don't have to be a millionaire to get into the space. You can gradually grow, just like you grow your 401k. There are no instant gratifications. So if you're thinking that you're going to buy an ounce of gold today and next week flip it back and quadruple right. your money, I don't make miracles happen. If I knew how to do that, I probably wouldn't be on the radio right
exactly.
now. I'd be in a lot warmer weather.
Right. And then this is, you can go to Alex Lexington for buying or selling, right?
Yes. Feel free, reach out to us. The blockchain product is available. The more information on it is coming. Mm-hmm. I'm literally working on that layout right now. I have it written out. It's just not a matter of that specific page, but the product is available. We have, content. We have, content on the website right now. If you're looking to just get educated on right. why I should do this.
I'm sure they can just go to the website and give you a call.
Yeah. Give us a call. We're family owned and operated. Like I said, ownership, one of the owners is a veteran, my father-in-law, U.S. veteran, came and said, hey, I want to open a shop here in Atlanta.
All right.
I thought it was a great idea.
Husband and wife team making it happen,
there
right?
There we go. And Alex Lexington is an ode to our next generation. Alex is my daughter. Mm-hmm. And Lexington is going to be the baby on the way due in a couple weeks.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's alexlexington.com. Andre Osborne, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on WeWork Radio.